6.4. Rights over foreign territory. It is quite possible for one state to grant limited rights over its territory to another. This may be done by treaty or it may arise by way of customary law. In the rights of passage case, Portugal v. India, 1960 ICJ Rep 6, Portugal claimed a right of passage between its enclave territories in India. The court agreed that such a right of passage for peaceful purposes could exist on the basis of local customary law between the two states. What is not clear, however, is whether rights over foreign territory are equivalent to servitudes, or easements, as found in national law. The significance of this point is that if rights over foreign territory do have a proprietary status, they may survive changes in ownership of the territory or changes in sovereignty. Rights over foreign territory would acquire a permanence that could derogate from state sovereignty almost indefinitely. For this reason, there are considerable doubts whether servitudes exist as such in international law. In the North Atlantic Fisheries Arbitration, U.S. v. Great Britain, 1910, 11 RIAA 167, the tribunal did not agree with the U.S. claim that Great Britain was bound.